My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Rolling with you until 7 o'clock tonight. It's what we do every single day. Until it's 6:30 season, Anthony. Which we still got a couple more months until the hoops roll around and start knocking us off the air early.
I'm not going to lie, Craig. You said that with some excitement.
I'm happy at 7 o'clock season. We got stuff to talk about today. Today is, I was scared of the show today. Not like, oh my God, I have to do my job. But like some days kind of plan themselves out. And then other days, you really got to go dig out the content. And we got to a point today, and I'm actually still at that point. I haven't decided what we're doing in the final hour of the show yet. We are overloaded today. And I like that. I like that.
Well, that's good because where we were, I want to say a couple of hours ago.
We had a lot of stuff floating a couple of hours ago. We hadn't put it on the rundown yet.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But we are we're schemed up. We're ready to go, fired up. And we got all kinds of cool stuff for you on the show today, including a lot of calls this hour, because there has been a phrase that has been going around the Commanders universe by the main decision makers that we should parse out. And I am curious what fans think on this. And I'm also curious to suss out what the actual people saying it mean when they say this. Yesterday, Adam Peters would default to the phrase, we're going to do what's best for the team, whenever he got kind of pressed on any kind of question in terms of, hey, why'd you make this decision? We're just going to do what's best for the team. Why'd you make that decision? We thought it was best for the team. And like, duh, I didn't think that you were self-sabotaging. And I don't say that to be like, Adam Peters, you whatever. Like, no, like, I just, this is why sit-down interviews are great and press conferences kind of stink, because it's a lot easier when you are in a sit-down interview or a radio, like, phoner interview to follow up on something and be like, what do you mean by best for the team? Do you just think he's better for this year? Is that a long-term play? Why did you think he was best for the team? Like, what about that player that you're asking about compared to the other player? And, you know, sometimes executives or coaches or whoever will answer that. And sometimes they'll go, I'd rather keep that private. Okay, fine. But I would like to know. And I think specific to the Commanders this year, that answer varies depending on who you're asking about. What's best for the team is a dynamic statement. It is a statement that moves. Not everything should be geared towards the future. Not everything should be geared towards right now. Not everything is, hey, we went for the high upside traits guy. Not everything is we went for the older veteran. They made individual decisions based off position, based off player. And like, that's what the job is. I'm not asking Adam Peters to have some kind of consistency that he makes the same decision everywhere. I'm thrilled that he is a dynamic thinker that clearly is trying to make these decisions through the funnel of what's best for the team, and that some decisions are going to have that standard reasoning of we did what we thought was best for the team, while simultaneously might be a little bit contradictory at certain positions. Well, at that position, I'll give you an example, right? They made upside high-end swings at defensive end, And they would say, like, hey, you know, we're trying to plan for the future. We're trying to, you know, we believe in some long-term projects. We think that these guys could be not just good players, but great players for us. I'd imagine if you pressed on Javonte Jean-Baptiste and Jamin Davis, you get answers something like that. Meanwhile, if you say, well, okay, well, if you're going for higher upside, you know, why did you decide to keep, say, Michael Dieter over Ricky Stromberg? Stromberg was a third-round pick just last year. And they would go, well, we know that Jaden Daniels is a rookie and, you know, you have to plan in case of injury. And Dieter's a guy that's played a lot of football. He's a veteran and he's our backup center. And we want a veteran center out there at all times with Jaden. And Ricky didn't play any center last year. He's played zero NFL center. So that seems relevant. And I'd be like, yeah, look at you being dynamic, having a plan, understanding where the pieces of that fit or how they fit in the puzzle. But like a true puzzle, not all pieces are the same. Sometimes you're looking for the little jagged corner. Sometimes you're looking for the one that always looks like Idaho. I don't know, but there's always a piece that looks like Idaho. And you're trying to plug it in. And so it is a constant moving kind of thing that you're dealing with here. And that phrase, what's best for the team, is one that is not straightforward. And I would love to spend time unpacking that. Both, I would love to have Adam Peters on. He's actually going to be on Grant and Danny. And we're talking in the hallway. I do believe they are going to ask that question. So we might have a little bit more from Adam Peters on this later in the show. But I'd also like to unpack it with you at 301-230-0980. Like, what do you think is best for the team, if you will, in 2024 for the Commanders? I talked to Logan about this morning on Take Command. Of course, Logan Paulson, my co-host there, 10-year NFL veteran, including 5 here in D.C., maybe 6, many years in D.C., until he ultimately went to Chicago. And then in 2017, he was in San Francisco, where the new assistant general manager, Adam Peters, helped Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch start a build that ultimately ended with multiple Super Bowl appearances. And they've been one of the best teams in football almost since that first year that Peters, Lynch, and Shanahan got to the Bay. So I asked Logan that question. I said, hey, this is a dynamic statement. What do you think it means for Washington when Adam Peters says we're going to do what's best for the team?
So this is all just pure speculation, but I go off a lot of what happened in 2017 when I was in San Francisco with him too. And the team building philosophy seems very similar. And what I mean by that is, like, there was a couple guys that were older that I think were better football players at the time. And then they kind of bank on a young developmental piece. So I think you see that here, and you kind of say, like, you know, obviously KJ Henry, like we were just talking about, is probably, you know, if you had to win a game tomorrow, is the guy you'd want. But Jean-Baptiste was coming on really strong. He's this long, traitsy, tall, athletic guy who was starting to make plays in the preseason. Jamin, the explosiveness, guys that I think you're looking for upside. So when they say best for the team, I don't think it's best for the team necessarily tomorrow. I think it's best for the team 6 weeks from now, 8 weeks from now, because you're kind of hoping for a developmental arc, and that's ultimately what you're gambling on. So this is all just pure speculation, but I just go off of, I go off a lot of what happened in 2007.
Apparently the repeat function is on. I think that what Logan said at the end there before the bite unceremoniously restarted, but don't worry, Anthony, I have now turned the repeat function off for the next bite that we play. What Logan says at the end there about 6 to 8 weeks from now, I think should be comforting in some way for fans, that when we talk about this being a long-term project, it's not like you're going to wake up in 3 years and voila, there's a contender and it's been nothing but misery, sadness, and losing ever since. You're going to see progress this year. I would hope, if it's going well, you should see progress this year. You should see that play style certainly established. You should see a team that is competing week in, week out, is fast, is physical. It looks very different than the sad sack of a football team that wound up wearing burgundy and gold in the last 6 weeks of last year. Everyone was beaten down. Everyone knew that it was a death march towards everyone getting fired. And morale stunk. The quality of play wasn't very good. And we saw what it was. It was uncompetitive, and it just wasn't any fun to watch. I would be stunned if at any point this year that happens for anything longer than a couple of series. It doesn't mean that they're going to win. It doesn't mean that everyone's going to be excited and happy all the time, but there is going to be a standard that's different. And I think we'll see that. And making sure that is happening is how you incubate growth. That, hey, let's make sure we maximize every single week so we can get the most out of these reps so that we can learn that 6 weeks from now, maybe we don't make that same mistake, or we read, it's not even making a mistake. We do the thing that we want to do a little bit faster. And for guys like Jamin Davis, guys like Javonte Jean-Baptiste, that is really important. But that also doesn't mean that they aren't making some considerations, sometimes with those very same players, for things that are happening right now. Something that Logan also pointed out when we talked about it this morning.
Those two defensive ends specifically, I think, are really good examples of that, right? Like, Jamin is not ready just yet. But I do think, based on how he's looked through the last three preseason games, week two, three, four, like, you're looking at someone that's going to make a significant impact to this team as a pass rusher, right? I think same thing with Jean-Baptiste. He's for sure a rotational guy now. But I think if you look at, again, the development in the Miami game and the New England game, the value he brings on teams, I think that's the other thing that kind of stuck out to me. And Fred Smoot mentioned this a lot on the Command Center show, was just the flexibility. Like, KJ Henry, not the best special teams guy, but Jean-Baptiste was making plays on kickoff coverage, on punt. Jamin Davis can play a little linebacker, can play teams, can play defensive end. It gives you some options in this team. So So when I say it's best for the team, I think it's best for the team long term. And I think there's something very obvious about that statement, because when you're making a team, like, it's definitely not what's best for the individual, right? Because if it was best for the individual, like, that person would be on the team. So it's always
everybody makes the team. Yay!
Right. And so I think, like, that's kind of an obvious statement to me, but it does kind of encapsulate to me this idea of, like, we're kind of making upside plays on a lot of these athletes.
And that's the thing. Like, upside is great. Things that you can do right now are great. Allowing some flexibility that if they want to try something different in the middle of the year, like, that's all good in year one of a rebuild. Where, to me, when I try to answer this question, actually, I'll do it this way. I actually have a definitive theme for the season. I will tell you what it is next, but we'll also hear from you. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I will tell you the tie that I think does bind all of this together. And we'll take your calls on the very simple question that is actually very complex. What's best for the team mean for the Washington Commanders in the year 2024? Your calls and my theme next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.